Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 125. Today is Saturday, July 14th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita. A little bit snuffly, a little bit under the weather over here in the land down under. Yeah, that works.
Under the peaks and valleys.
Let's not go there. Anyway, there's Stone. There he is over there. Hey, Stone. Good morning.
I just wanted to include everybody in our conversation that we had before we were live.
Excellent.
So we were talking Thanks about peaks and valleys.
Yeah. Yeah. They're excellent. Anyway, I'm going to go right past that and just say thanks for putting those hickory sticks up. Appreciate that.
Yep.
But I really think that our guest should and I should invest in maybe a box of them for the end of the year. So our guest this week is Remedies.
Yay.
Good morning, Ram. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm alive.
Yay. That's always a good thing. Thank you for coming and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Is this still your first show?
With y'all, yeah.
No. Is this still your first show on somebody else's show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, well, that's exciting. Oh,
I was worried about that before. Like, I was like, oh, man, we can't do the show, right? Because you were supposed to be on beginning of June, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you had some important barbecue or something other.
I had a friend that was moving away, and that's the date that he was going to do it on.
And I got sick the first time. I think that's when I got sick the first time.
Yes.
So, and now I'm sick the second time, which is awesome.
Within a month, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, trust me. Yeah. It's all good. But we really appreciate you coming and having a chat, Rem. So let's talk to you. Let's find out about you. So, Remedies, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, my online alias, as you already know, is Remedies. My government name is Donovan. I've been playing. I've been playing games since I was little, but so I'm a co-host on Pwncast. We're currently in a little hiatus at the moment, but we are coming back stronger relatively soon. You know, I'm just a basic white guy gamer, work during the day, game during the night.
Excellent. All right. So when did you first start playing WoW? Let's talk about WoW. When did you come into playing WoW? From what point?
Complicated. I was playing Warcraft 3 when I was little. I learned about Warcraft, and at that time I'm still in school, so it's more like, hey, mom, dad, can I play Warcraft? You have to pay. Wow. Like, oh, you have to pay? That's not going to happen. So I was originally going to start playing like 2005. I would have been one of those, I played vanilla people. But I actually started in 2008 in the very end of BC, and playing it ever since.
Excellent. All right. So it makes me feel so old when you say that.
No, that one fell down. Like he was like saying, eat me. And I was like, no, not now. Not now, honey. I will later. What? Eating hickory sticks. They're chips.
Chips. Exactly. All right. So, Rem, when did you first start trying a challenge tune? How long ago was that?
The first time I met Stone at BlizzCon, I was like deciding on what I should do for making a character and stuff like that. And so the problem with me is I have extreme ADD when it comes to gaming on a specific character. And so I have tried making an Iron Tune left and right, a priest, a shaman, and I get it to like around 10 and it just sits there. And then I squirrel onto something else. And so my objective this week, because it's in between now and BFA launch, there's nothing to do. I'm just going to actually test the new systems as well with the level changes and all that. So,
oh my God,
with a little squish. But it'll be fun to test just everything that's going on. In a competitive sense, because there's no gear you can use. So,
yes.
Okay. So what did you roll?
At the moment, I'm going to focus on priest.
Okay. All right.
Go disc
priest. Have you got a horde or alliance?
I'm going to do it on alliance.
Okay. All right.
Night elf, shadow meld, OP.
Yes. Yes. Good choice. Okay. And what was the very first tune that you rolled for a challenges way back when you met Stone? Do you remember? Like when you were trying to decide what to do?
Warrior. Because it made sense, because spell damage doesn't scale up because there's no stats to scale off of. I figured it'd be smart to do something like a warrior or something like that, but it actually seems a little bit harder than I expected.
Yeah. See, I think some people have been saying warrior's been a little bit rougher, lower levels. I really love the warrior prot. For my bloodthirsty.
Oh, yeah, prot would probably be like, amazing, yeah.
Ignore it's pain is going to be getting a nerf, though, so...
Yeah, so changes are coming. Yeah.
Same thing as Disco Priest. When you put the shield on you, it won't last for as long, but there's no cooldown on it, so...
Okay. Well, the way Atonement works now, it'll probably be just as beneficial as... Mm-hmm.
I think it'll still be strong, and I'm not worried about
that. That's why I went with this, because it made sense, because it gives you somewhat of a safety net.
Yep.
Yeah. I know currently, like, my disc priest is probably the most powerful out of the clothies, hands down. And well, I had him,
because I was looking through it's all the just crazy. Like, there's limited amount of priests, and there's a whole lot of everything else. So I was like, priest, because it seems like it's not as popular. Mm. I find it surprising, because I love priests. I have, like, 3 different priests at max level, so.
Nice. All right, so with did you say you've started this one, or this is another one that you're going to start soon?
So I had one started, and I was in Shadow Glen. Shadow Glen and for the Night Elf area.
Yep.
And so I AFK'd at level 9 around some furbolgs, and I came back and I was dead. So I was like, I can't really start that because I was actually going to get progressed on it. And it didn't. That's why I'm saying my ADD kicks me in the ass. Yeah. But I'm going to start a Night Elf priest actually probably this weekend and next weekend and actually devote a lot of time to it.
Cool.
Okay. So have you leveled or played any low characters since 7.3.5 come with the zone changes to the scaling?
Yeah, I was testing a shaman after the 7.3.5. And like I said, the spells and the spell damage was not really too keen.
Mm-hmm. So have you got yourself a path that you like for leveling? Do you know what you've usually done? Yeah, like do you think that you will stick to what you've known, or are you going to test this to really play with how the changes have been and to see what feels the best?
I think I just go with something that I've done before without the with using greens or heirlooms. Something I'm familiar with, so it's not like, this is a mob I haven't run into. I don't know if I'll die or not, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Probably just go through Teldrassil, go down to Stormwind, and just go through Ellen Forest into Red Ridge, go from there, Westfall. Just kind of go to places I'm familiar with, because I don't want a surprise.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think is the worst zone? Like, have you already got set in mind that you're like, there is this particular zone, I will not go there, no matter what?
Well, like, the first that pops my head is Hellfire, because Fellreaver, I have traumatized, I have PTSD about that place. I hear it. And I'm just like, I need to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
In terms of like some place I'd actively avoid, I can't think of anything really. Maybe some of the newer ones, because there's a lot of rares that could really mess you up, because there's like some rares where it's like five or three different character NPCs in that, like patrol or something other.
Yes.
One thing I was having a thought about is that you were saying that you're going to run through Teldrassil. Is that I believe it's going to be phased, right? Because the burning and all that. So if it's going to be phased, just be careful during your first week or so, because server might go down.
Might be buggy.
It might be buggy. Yeah.
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 Well, the phasing thing, I think it doesn't really affect you at all until you hit that point, and then you can go talk to a bronze dragon and go back in time and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. Timey wimey. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I suppose it's like all things. We'll all be on a even leveling scale, so to speak, very soon, trying to figure all of this fun stuff out. All right. So for you, though, as you said, I mean, this is something that you want to tackle and give a real, really good go before BFA hits.
Yeah.
But for you in normal, let's just talk about normal WoW, so to speak, for the moment. What's the thing? Because we know you love your lore. Like, I love listening to the stories that you get to tell on Pwncast and all of that. Mm-hmm. So what is the thing, though, about WoW? What's the aspect? The raiding, trying new things, like doing the challenges or just trying different things, or the lore, or what's the part of WoW that keeps you staying here, I guess?
Well, the first thing is community. But second, it's in between lore and raiding, because part of raiding is the lore and finding out the story. So the biggest thing for gaming in general for me is just finding out the story, going through the campaign, advancing through that. But it's a mix of learning the story and raiding, because raiding is competitive. I used to be a heroic raider in ICC, which was a little more like mythic raiding nowadays. And so that was a lot of fun. But like nowadays, I'm a heroic raider. It's like, in terms of like in the past, it's like level normal raiding. It's more the I'd say it keeps me here. I'd say it's the raiding, because in terms of story, I can not play and still find out everything I need to do or earn what I want to learn.
Yeah.
In terms of the books and the stories and the cinematics. The cinematics lately as well, off topic, but have been amazing. So that's also really good.
I know, right?
They're really conveying the story well in a cinematic way. It's really cool.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Now, I was thinking, how about Stone? Let's give Remedy some tips, and we might get a couple from the chat room, because normally we would ask, normally some tips and tricks, okay? So normally we ask the guests as to, you know, what's the thing to do? And obviously one of them is, you now know, don't go AFK anywhere near mobs. That's obviously a big one, you know. But Stone, if you had to give Rem some, you know, some tips and tricks, what would you give, you know, what would you say to him? And I will see what the chat room has to say as well.
Wow.
So real tip number one, Stone.
You put this on me as if I've been doing this for years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You're not
No, man, I'm a noob, man. I honestly, I would say zoom. One of the first things, zoom out. A lot of people like to play in the same zoom that the character rolls at, you know, at that normal zoom. Mm-hmm. But zoom out as far as you can, for sure, because you want to be able to see what's around you.
And I used to play with it. I could barely see my character because I'm zoomed out so far.
Good. And then they changed the camera max.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
The command to
zoom it out. I wonder why they did that.
Stur says, here's a tip from Stur. Don't loot like potions, elixir scrolls. They don't sell well, and you can't accidentally consume them, which will then flag you. So
that's something that I would do as I'm selling stuff. Yeah, accidentally like, oh,
shit. Yeah. Yeah. Or accidentally equip something as the vendor walks away. Hey, Stone.
I've never done that.
Didn't they walk away from
you? No.
Yes, you did.
They did not walk away. No, I went to...
No, what did you do?
I went to a vendor and I was learning riding and I thought it was a vendor and I equipped gear. I started right-clicking because I thought I was at a vendor.
Someone did, though.
Yeah.
Was it Zort? Maybe it was Zort. Someone...
Oh, quite a few people. Oh, your camera went away. Oh. Remedies. All gone. There we go. You're back.
There is. Yeah. Okay. Tiber says nameplates.
Big nameplates. Big
nameplates.
Oh, yeah. I always have nameplates on. It's.
Yeah.
Some people look at my screen like, oh, it's like a cluster, but it's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to see what's going on.
As he says, fly low. Don't fly low. Don't fly low. When you get to flying, don't fly low. Don't fly high. You've got to find that sweet spot. Fair says have an escape plan. So when you're pulling mobs and going into an area, make sure like go in that way and then come out that way.
Okay. So make sure you don't get pigeonholed. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And hold on. I've got one.
Okay.
NPC escort quests. Do not escort any of them. F them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? F them. They're more trouble than they're worth.
That's kind of rude, but okay.
Yep. F them.
What's that? Need to help finding your baby? Screw you.
Nope. Screw you. I need to live.
So it says also, don't help Stone with audio issues while playing.
Sounds like a
story
there.
There's a story there.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that story in a minute. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Don't joust without a lance. That's from Azzy.
I don't know.
Oh, I want a stick.
I can't remember. Yeah.
LB goes lower the enemy's health to zero before yours hits zero.
That's an excellent tip.
Gotcha. Nice. You know, if we could only apply that to all of our raid fights, that would make things a lot easier. And Taco's like, don't sneeze. She did die while sneezing.
So it says, don't team with Terwinkle. Oh, poor John.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Him
under the bus.
Wow.
I don't think he's even in the chat room. No, he's not. Wow. Yeah.
Jeebus.
Bindings.
On the bus driver.
Buildings are further away. And they look. Don't jump, John. Okay, there we go. Stur's reference to Terwinkle there. Excellent.
What Stur says right now, the real life aggro. You know, park yourself in a safe place because just because you think you're safe, doesn't mean that.
That was my problem. I was on the trail. I was by some guards, and I was like, "Oh, I should be okay."
No,
Burblogs didn't care.
No.
And the other thing is, if you got to walk away, log out. Like even if you're in the middle of somewhere, log out. Don't go AFK.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's Zaire and I normally. A lot of times, I'll see Zaire and he'll log out. He'll be like, "Be back shortly." And it's because he's somewhere he's got to walk away from the computer. And I do exactly the same thing now because there is nothing worse than coming back to a dead body or you have like literally got two, you know, like you're going to take two more hits and you're dead. And as you go, oh no, when you go to hit something, they've just stuck out their little
pointy. That's probably even worse than coming back to see yourself dead is like watching yourself die. Like that's just.
Yeah.
Even more traumatizing.
It's not fun. I've had that happen once and it's Oh, it's horrible. So definitely, yeah, definitely a good one. Target yourself when around aggressive neutral guards, as he says too.
Stranglethorn Fellwood? Dusk? No, that's Fellwood, right?
Fellwood has some.
Yes, and Whisperwind Grove or something.
Like Area 52, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that would make issue. Or even like the Goblin ones. On one of my old servers, is people like sit there on their big mounts around guards, and so you'd accidentally auto-attack them, and the guards swarm you, and you're just dead.
I have lost a tune like that.
Yeah.
Jangler is saying don't look in buildings in Ravenhill. So just to talk about this a little bit more, is that in Duskwood, right? Duskwood, there's a lot of Legion quests, and you'll have the Dark Riders. Mm-hmm. For the love of God, don't mess around in the zone, or at least be very aware of where the level 100s spawn, because they will one shot you. Yeah. They will track you down.
So don't go to Deathwind Pass either.
Yes, correct.
Don't go there. But also the riders go along the path, so you've got to, like, you'll aggro them. And Ravenhill's got in that main building, that if you've got the nameplates up, I know that when I've got nameplates up, I can see the undead rogue or whatever he is that's inside. So I know to stay away for the rogue quest or whatever it is. Anyway, he's inside. So yeah, be careful of that building. But normally if I stay around and pick up the quests at Ravenhill, I'm okay. But don't go towards that building. Because
that's the place just south of that cemetery. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, they're kind of like, they're all specific, but, you know, the main thing is, you know, when you log in, make your character, make sure your key bindings or, you know, your macros or whatever you're going to use. I use the same for all characters. So, you know, my main spell will constantly be this button, and I keep that right across the path. So I don't know if you find you do that with your alts, have kind of the same feel, so that way when you jump onto a new character, you don't feel like you're going, I don't know what I'm doing.
Have the same flow of the rotation across all alts and tunes and all that, just so it's not like confusing. Defensives on this row, defensives. Yes. Blah, blah.
Yeah. And I suppose what else? I suppose just be like, if in doubt, I suppose the biggest thing is, if your gut says to don't do something,
just don't.
Don't do it. Just walk away from it. You don't have to do all the quests for a zone. You certainly, you know, you can pick and choose and all of that. You don't have to. The biggest problem I find, Rem, is trying to remember not to be the completionist on a challenge zone. And it's that way you know, because you're so used to going, oh, well, I'll do the whole zone. And then as soon as I get that achievement pops up, I'm like, yay, I'm finished. But sometimes you've just got to walk away from it and be like, you know what, this quest is not a good quest, or I've got a really bad feeling about this. And normally if I get a really bad feeling and I push through it, I'll end up dead every single time. So, you know, those kinds of things. If you don't feel good about something, if you're a bit worried about it, otherwise go get one of your main scout it. A lot of people will scout and take a tune, and you know, a normal tune. Some will strip them off. That's and smart. Just feel of what the quest might do, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. As Stur says, if your spidery senses tingle, don't ignore it, because you'll end up dead. It really is the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Ram, remember all this.
My biggest issue is going to be jumping because I have a tendency to kill myself from fall damage. So.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah, get some goblin gliders when you get enough.
You go to jump and like, oh, this fall's a lot bigger, and then you're sitting there.
Just a word of advice: if you die to something really dumb, don't tell anybody because
they won't let you live it down.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, as you can tell in the chat, there's a lot of suggestions about ways not to die because of how other people have died.
Mind you, if you're streaming it, then you've always got, you know, video
evidence. I can just delete the point.
Don't jump RAM. Yes. All right. Anything else we need to cover on that one?
Well, I would say that if you're planning on streaming, just be aware that it's like another aspect to the challenge that, you know, you're trying to play, right? But you're also trying to chat with folks. I would say that if you're not really sure, like you're not confident about it, then don't. As much as I would love to see more people streaming it, I would caution against it if you were doing like a serious run. Yeah.
I think my death rate's about 90% when I stream.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a tad high. That rises that's on quite ions. Drastically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is Lita, though. Fire. So.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, it is what it is. All right. Well, other than that, Rem, how has your week been? What have you been up to in the world of this Warcraft? Yourself
in this world of this Warcraft, I have been focusing on alts because it's been about a month now. I got the Heritage for the Void Elf, and then
nice, great.
I've been just focusing on all the alts, getting them the stuff done for the sword, and the absorbing of the power, and the breaking of the things, and just getting ready for BFA. All this whole week has just been prep work, getting everything, all the banks. All the bags, all the characters, all the alts, getting everything just leveled out for BFA. Pretty much just chores and tidy work.
It takes a while, doesn't it? Like, it's not something you just go, yay, it's done.
I looked at it, I was like, oh, God, it's a little messy.
Yes, exactly. All right, so you think you are prepared for BFA now, or you still got a bit too
100% on about 4 tunes. I'm only going to focus on 2 for BFA for like the first couple of months. I'm switching it up. I'm going to do priest and mage. I usually do like priest and shaman, but I'm having a lot of fun with the mage. I've never leveled the mage. I played it once when I first played to level 70 and I deleted it. I was just like, I don't like mage. And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. I still feel really old. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm glad that you've got everything really sorted and you should be ready. So patch is dropping this week.
Yeah. 17th is 8.0 and it'll have the pre-patch stuff for Teldrassil. I believe the mounts as well from the Teldrassil event. So it'll be a lot of fun. Is he talking to us or is he okay?
I have no idea what he's
doing.
There we go.
Okay.
That's
okay. Hello. Hi.
It's okay? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing's wrong.
That's good. Did you want to ask Rem anything?
No, it's actually a good thing that I was muted because I made a couple comments about your age. So it's okay.
Oh.
Well, you did kind of throw it out there. Wow, I feel old. And I was like, And then I realized, maybe it's a good thing. But now I said it.
I was born in 92, so I mean, I got a little bit.
Wow, what the hell, dude?
Oh my lordy. Wow. Yeah. Again. Okay. Anyway, well, that sounds good, Rem. I'm really glad that you've got everything sorted for, you know, things that are upcoming. We've still got, 31 days?
It was 31 days yesterday because I've been watching, because Taryn on Twitter is always posting the countdown. Like,
I love that. He is awesome. Okay, well, that sounds very exciting. Can't wait to see, though, in this time between now and when it drops, how you go with your challenge tune. So I'll be really excited to see how you go with that. So good luck. Fingers crossed for you. Other than that, Stone.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Listen, I told you, I am out of website responsive hell. Okay. So now that I'm out of responsive hell, I can play.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, that was quick. Boy, have I heard that more than once before, right? I decided to, yep. I'm setting them up there. Nobody's just hitting them out. So, I don't know. Rem, I'm disappointed. I thought you'd, you know,
you did it yourself, so I didn't want to step on your toes.
Okay. I rolled a Death Knight for the first time since the patch.
Okay.
And I wasn't feeling good about it because I was like, yeah, it's going to be rough. And sure enough, I died within about 10 minutes. I made it out. Wow. I made it actually out, I was starting to pull the Crusader guards, and the NPCs were not helping, like, at all. Like, I literally ran from one ramp across to the backside, and nobody helped me. I'm running them past all these guards. They're doing shit all. Nothing. It's like, come on, man. And I died. I'm like, really? Really?
Okay.
That was quick. So, Death Knights... As a full-fledged iron, good luck with that. So Bloodthirsty. I got to level 19, you know, so I talked about it last week. Got to level 19. First time my pet died to an ogre rare Gore, because I'm running the circuit, right? Like every half hour, like they all come back up. And I realized, oh yeah, my pet has a tank spec. So okay, duh. I changed my pet to the tank, and I was in a smattering of greens, and then I just gave up and I grabbed what I could on the auction house, and things died like really, really quickly. I woke up, went out somewhere, got back home, played more, dinged level 20, did learn to ride. Because I was like, well, I want to get my riding skill. Because remember last week, I forgot to get my riding skill with my teammate, and he's out running me and all that stuff. And then I realized, wait a second, I'm on a Bloodthirsty. So I go check, and that learn to ride counted as 7 quests.
Whoa.
So I flagged myself, and that's it. Because Bloodthirsty do not do any quests. Do not do any quests.
Yes.
Hey, doesn't it auto give you the thing now?
It auto gives it to you, but you don't have to complete it. Because I was on a hunter, right? So I don't have to do the. I don't have to turn in the quest. It's just I.
Yes. Okay, I got you now. Because when I read that, I'm thinking, what's the problem? But yeah, learn to ride's the actual quest, and you don't have to do it. I would abandon it, and it'll pop up again.
Really? I've never had that.
Abandon it, it would pop up again. Or I'd abandon it, get rid of it, I'd log out, I'd log back in the next time, and it'd be like, here,
were you still, you were level 20 still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so you know what? So now I just keep it in, but I take it off. You know where the quest log automatically comes off. I just keep it in the quest log. Get rid of it.
So and I know that the only reason why I did it was because of last week. Was because I was like, I have to ride. I have to learn to ride, and I have to do it. And I didn't even think about it. I'm like, wait a second. Oh crap. So that one's gone. So I've added that one to my list. And I rolled a tin. And I rolled a Nightborn Monk, and I died to a Kragmaw, which dying doesn't matter for tins, but it just marks off a quest that... It's a fish in the mountains over there. Over in...
Underneath the big... The big mountains where there's all the
platforms and stuff.
Yes. Okay.
So I died there, and I was like, "Yep." So I'm not counting that as a death because that's It's no, not a character, no, right? So tins yeah. are different, right? So, yeah. And then I literally caused a death, and I feel really bad.
Okay, so
for
this is
for somebody else. Yeah.
Mm, wow. Mm.
Okay. So, all right. So tell us about okay. this. I'll be interested.
Gone back stone.
So I was messing around with my audio. Because my yes. audio was borked. And if anybody...
this is a story.
Yes. if anybody has problems with voice meter sounding really weird, let me know and I will try to help you. Basically, you need to change your headphones to KS or MME. And if you don't know what that is, that's okay. So, as I'm trying to get everything set up, because I'm like, I need to make sure that this is good to go before REM comes on, because I am not... Yes. gonna have audio problems and tell Rem, be like, Rem, sorry man, we're gonna can't do the show again, like poor guy, right? So I'm like, okay, gotta do this. So it was for you actually, Rem. This could be kind of your fault.
Wow, you can't blame it on me.
So
I was waiting for it, Rem. I knew you were going there. I knew
so
it.
Just saying. Yeah. So
bad,
I saw Zortz streaming and I was like, you know what? Let me just quickly jump on and see if he would help me, you know, hear sounds and all that stuff. And he was like, yeah, come. So I'm like, okay. So we go and test and, and I'm trying to test stuff and think some things work, some things don't and all that stuff. And eventually he's like red ring of death, but he doesn't die. And he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I can't remember. I thought he got like the red ring twice, you know, when you get red ring and you just came from Taco Bell, sort of like that, where, you know, the red ring of fire. So Zortz, yeah, eventually Zortz was pulling, I don't know what it was. Probably pretty small, but no, he's pulling a quest mob.
That's what she said.
Yep. And his ass is a fire. Yep. And another hunter came on him.
Oh, wording.
Yep. And then, and he died. And it was, I feel like it was my fault because he couldn't do his thing. And I'm trying to ask him, you know, hey, can you hear this? Can you hear that? Did you hear the intro? Yeah. Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Killing people by proxy. That's rude.
Well, I feel like Rem, honestly, you know, this was all for you, man. So
don't throw. It's not Rem's fault. Definitely not. I know.
I'm not going to sleep tonight now.
Really rough week. So that's
WDM mode sin does not work at all. So it's just a constant. It's just constant. And even if I go to redo even if I shut down voice meter and turn it back on, it's still there. So and it's only my headphones, and only when the audio is being converted through voice meter to go to my headphones. So it's not, it's not the
voice meter for
to bring you guys in and let you hear the sound and let the stream hear only you and the audio and the intros, outros, that's, and all that stuff.
Too complicated. Wow.
No, that's what you got to do, man. I don't know how Bell does it. I really don't know what Bell has. I would love to know, but I've never asked her. Don't have enough balls. These men are on fire.
I'll text right now and say, hey, message Stone, what you do for audio.
I know there's penicillin for that or something. So, but yeah, I basically killed Zortz.
Sorry,
Zortz. Yeah, man.
Wait, what level was his tune that you killed,
though? Oh, he wasn't that far along. Like, he was in the teens, I think. He was in Northern Bands.
Yeah, but still, he's had a really
fighting the Quill Boar
week.
And yeah, he's killed like three or four tunes this week or something. Six? Seven? Ooh. I don't know. It feels like a lot. But then again, this also feels like every other week with him, right?
Zortz, I'll tell you what. I will smack him, especially when I meet up with him at BlizzCon.
It's too bad Zortz isn't going to BlizzCon.
special
because
one,
you know,
just
he could
from you,
do
okay?
one in person, right?
Zorts happens.
Yeah. Zorts yeah. happens. I literally made Zorts happen.
Zorts happened, but yeah, we had a bit of a rough night last night when anyway, let me I'll tell you about my week.
Yeah. What happened last
let
night?
Let me tell the story. Okay.
I'll tell the story.
Okay. So Zorts was streaming my time last night, so I was talking to him through Twitch and whatnot, and that was,
did
was
you,
really good.
Did you kill him too?
No.
Oh, because I'd be like,
oh, that was,
no.
Give me a high five. Oh, give me a high five.
You're
hang
guilty.
On.
Give
you're
me a high
on,
five.
Hang on. I was playing Bloodthirsties. I started playing Bloodthirsties. So let me start this off. I was playing, I decided I'd play my Hunter, which is my second highest. I got a level on her, which was awesome. So she hit 47 last night, which is really good. And she's at 2,890 kills. So I'm really happy with how she's going. As a Bloodthirsty, loving the Hunter, fantastic. Then I thought, well, I hadn't been to Loch Modan. So for the Hunter, I'd been up in Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, and Hinterlands, I think, is where I actually dinged, because I was making my way down from Western Plaguelands, because there's so many rares. I think I had about 7 rares up in Western Plaguelands last night, so I was like, yay. And then I thought, well, I haven't been to Loch Modan, so I'll jump on one of my Lobi Bloodthirsties. And I hopped on the mage, and I remembered from last week when we were talking to Periton, how he was saying how Arcane, he felt Arcane was better. So I thought, I'll swap over from Frost to Arcane and give Arcane a go. And she was level 17. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. You know, what do I have to lose? So anyway, I'm running around trying to get the feel of the Arcane with the spells and, you know, then the shields pop and
stuff.
Like, whoa. But I did hit level 18 and I was like, sweet, this is going really good. So she's at 431 kills just for the Bloodthirsty. And I still had rested and I thought, you know what, I'll keep going. I think I only killed maybe about 6 rares in Loch Modan. And we all know there's so many more than 6 rares. So I thought, well, I'll keep going. I'll just keep hitting the rares and you know, doing a little bit of grinding, and I'll see if I can get another level. Anyway, while I'm doing this, I'm talking to Zorts, and I pulled the rare fox, Ashtail. What's his name? Ashtail. Mm-hmm. And because he does that blinky thing where all of a sudden he's like behind you and I was like, whoa, what am I doing? And then I blinked out of the way and I blinked straight into more mobs.
Oh.
And I ended up dead.
Good job.
So I'm like, yeah, I just died. So Zorts was all like, oh no, I made you die. I said, no, you didn't. It had nothing. It was completely fine.
Wait, no, actually,
fine.
If you were Frost, you probably wouldn't have died because you could have CC'd everything.
I know, right? I'm just like, I don't like Arcane. Anyway, I was so like, okay, well, I've died. Anyway, what was it, Zorts? Maybe no more than 10 minutes later, Zorts lost his pally.
Wow.
Not my fault. Not my fault, though. But yeah, we both lost toons last night, and I was like, no. So
Zorts,
I think
man.
We did our quota. Yeah.
Holy
so,
moly.
It's,
yeah, I
yeah.
guess yes. Periton can say, yeah, that he killed
I don't
Periton.
Like Arcane, Periton. Sorry, I tried, and I'm like, yeah, no. So.
Okay, so how often do you both lose tunes across any of the challenges?
Me particularly? Like, me a lot? Not a lot. It's just...
It depends.
Yeah. This week for me has been bad.
At the end of the year... Ram, we now do, it's like it's become an annual tradition. At the end of the year, the last show of the year, we do a tally of all of the deaths. It's like our what do we call it? Our death list for the year. So I'm not going to say how many I've lost because we reveal that at the end of the year, but I can tell you that Bloodthirsties, this is the first one I've lost in a while. Bloodthirsties, I'm normally really, really quite good with, and Irons I'll lose left, right, and center, but Bloods, yeah. So it kind of hurt, but at the same stage, I kind of went, you know what? I really don't like mages. So I was like, I'm not re-rolling. So when I delete her, I'm at this stage, I'm not going to make another one. So
Lita, you're counting characters that you might have flagged, right? Because because I've counted my Bloodthirsty that I flagged as a death.
Yes, I counted my Bloodthirsty that I flagged.
Yeah, death or loss counting.
Yeah,
exactly. And then the other thing. So after I killed the mage, I was like, you know what? I think I better not tempt fate with the Bloodthirsty. So I hopped on my Iron, my Night Elf Hunter, and she hit level 27. I've actually got her questing in Loch Modan, but I'm in the...
You're supposed to leave that to last.
No, I can't. My OCD's like, I've got to go to Loch. So I'm not leaving it to last. I'm in Loch Modan. I've got my path. I'm working my path. It's okay. Jeez. And I've probably got about 3-4 more quests before I'll head towards Wetlands. So I didn't kill an iron. I killed the Bloodthirsty last night, and I didn't kill the iron. So that was quite good.
But that's a lose win.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, it was kind of like, poor, you know, Zotz and I were like, you know what? We've both lost one. And I think, oh, that's right. And Azzy had lost one as well. So we're kind of like, you know what? We've all, that's the three. Everyone should be safe now. Because if, sorry, Azzy, but Azzy's lost one and Zotz and I've lost one. Well, you know,
what about mine? Happen in three. So I don't count, right? Right.
No.
Right. No. Yeah. I get it.
So you appease the death gods by killing some tunes and then.
Yeah. Yours is a bonus, Stone. Yours is the bonus of, you know, here I have this other little, you know, this little smeltering of a sacrifice to the death god. So yeah. That's fine. Hope you don't choke. That's all I say.
There you go.
That's enjoy them. Just don't choke. Don't choke. Sorry. Excuse my coughing. Anyway, other than that, that's been my week. So it's been very interesting.
And then do you guys keep all your tunes on Rumors Accord, or do you guys just spread across all servers?
Different. So I've got the majority.
I know that the main guild is on Wormrest, and I have a tune over there to get into it. And I'll actually start devoting time to it.
Yep. I've got two characters in there, and my team ones are on a different realm, and some other irons on a.
Well, because I know that one of your main tunes was in our guild, and then you left us, Stone, but it's okay. I don't hold
I kept a character in Riders.
Really? When was the last time you logged into it, sir?
This week, today.
There we go. Yeah,
it's Sharon Stone. It's Sharon Stone, man. I am Sharon Stone.
I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, you so totally are.
Man.
But yeah, I have my alliance on Wormrest, like my challenge tunes, but I've also got some on Oceanic and various other places, but.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends, but yeah, I mean, anywhere, wherever you can make an alt is always good.
So I created tunes on other RP realms that was not Wormrest, only because Wormrest is located west coast, so it had a higher ping me, and the RP realms that I'm running most of my team ones on have far lower pings. So, Wormrest, it's about 110, and, the other ones that I'm on are running about 23. So it's like a huge change, right? And yeah. I know like 110 is not a big deal, but when you are running from 23 and you can sort of feel that little lag a little bit. So I still have my main iron there and that will never change. So
Wormrest is really good for auction housing. Just say.
Yep.
Selling greens on Wormrest is fantastic. Oh, yeah,
those role players love the green gear.
Oh yes. Stir says July special going on. You join the Wormrest this month for free. There's no guild dues, which is nice. Thanks, Stir. Always good to stick out that community, you know, notice that. And Tiber says it's interesting to play on different servers because population.
Oh, that's true. Like what kind of guild dues are there? Because, I mean, I have knee pads in the closet, so... Kidding.
other than that, yeah. I really have no words for that, Rem, but okay. I think that's...
She's, other than that... She didn't say no.
Whatever. I'm trying not to cop. That's what I'm trying not to do.
All right.
News?
Just trying to survive.
News.
Breaking now. News from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. Patch 8.0, they announced it Thursday. And at the end of the day, I thought they were going to announce it at the Q&A thing, but they didn't. They announced it on Twitter. Just, hey.
Yeah, no, it was super like unofficial looking. Yeah,
8.0 is coming out on the 17th. So it's coming. So basically everything that is a non-content change will be coming out. So you will be able to do the burning of the tree. But basically everything is coming. So that means squish, professions, everything.
So question first. Aid will...
Yes. Let me finish.
Okay. Whoa.
Man. So...
I'm not reading ahead. You know me.
The site will likely be down because Blizzard does not give us any access to test the API during the beta or the PTR. So when the patch goes live, that's when we know about any changes that come into the API, which is what drives our website. I have heard a rumor that I don't want to name a name. Hey, Kat, that somebody is supposed to be creating a change document for us API people. They haven't confirmed it. Oh, and there goes Lita. Lita, can you like, what are you doing? Turn your camera on. Thank you. Okay. So, man.
Well, my face got big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Sorry.
So hopefully that will be true and that will actually happen. I think it's more a matter of time if that person has time to do it, which would be great. It will mean that we don't have to take the site down. Likely the site will be like up. It's just you won't be able to add characters and all that stuff. I'd say that before you log out, before this patch hits, take off your gear, strip down, just in case if it gets changed to a green, you never know. Usually it's like a cosmetic item. Mm-hmm. Well, it happened before, and since then, we've warned folks. So now if you don't do it and you are flagged, we're not going to reflip flags and all that stuff. And even if you're on a green character, take off your green gear in case anything gets changed to blue, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things that's going to happen is first aid will be gone. You can still buy them from the auction house. We have no plans on making a tail. Luring or talents or any other profession allowed. I think overall the general consensus for the iron challenge is that we prefer to change the iron rules only when Blizzard forces us to do so. For instance, like when we had in Legion when we were forced to pick a spec, right? We had to change the rule. The 735 stuff, a lot of folks are like, oh my God, it's so hard. It's like, yeah, but just see. We'll just see. I feel like Captain Dobie has good luck buying them on the auction house. I feel like they won't be on there. I feel like nobody needs them except us. And we're such a small group over compared to everything else that I don't think that there's enough of a market.
Well, right? Couldn't you have a tailoring on your main and just mail yourself band-aids?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you can't help yourself from with another tune. And the same is we couldn't make them on a tune and stick them in a guild bank and access that because that's outside help. So
yep.
I reckon people will put them on an auction house. I really do. Yep. I think it'll start off. It'll be the usual. It'll be jacked up prices that all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, well, someone will
make it. It's something new.
And then it'll come down.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, you know, a copper each or whatever. It'll probably take a couple of days. They'll go from crazy to nothing. But there'll be people that will put them up.
Was referring to a question. Grandfather is still okay. So, yeah, if your character is grandfathered, then you're fine. And that should go for nieces too. So, honestly, you know, the biggest changes that are going to hit us are the first aid changes and the stat squish, trying to figure out how much that's changed, because I know that there are some class changes that are going to be put in, pain on warriors. And I know that the priest disc shield is sort of ish getting nerfed, but I think it'll still be okay. Because it's like patch week, I don't think anything's going to be wrong with the patch itself, day itself. It's just we do see weird thing with the zeppelins going away all of a sudden, and you'll be flying to wherever and then it's just gone and you get DC'd, or and then you log back in and you fall and you die. Like, that's fun times right there. So
fun, it's a little skewed.
I like it hard and painful. Hey, Kat.
Oh, my.
So, I just take it easy when you're on your tunes and tread carefully. I think that was pretty much it for 8.0.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else we can't really deal with. The other news is BlizzCon. If you guys have BlizzCon tickets, they changed the rename date. So before, they said that the final date to make name changes on any ticket was July 13th, and suddenly it's July 20th. Reason why.
Random. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say why. They just said, hey, it's changed. And
because Friday the 13th is kind of bad juju.
Maybe. No, I thought Friday the 13th has always been good to me.
No, I don't know about y'all, but my Friday for work was complete garbage. Like, that really? Was the worst day of the year so far.
Oh no.
Friday the 13th held up to its name.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had steak. A baseball steak. A big baseball steak. And what was it? Billy Minor Pie at the Keg.
Which is an ice cream.
Yum, yum, yum. It's a coffee ice cream cake. It's really good.
Yeah.
So for some reason, they changed the date from July 13th to July 20th. No reason why. They did say that they were working on getting the universe site to actually reflect that change, because it doesn't actually say that. So hopefully now it does. We'll see. But
did they make that change like a long while ago and I just didn't update them? Because
they announced it even last night. That's why it was like right out of the blue. So We're not sure why. Maybe something happened, and
yeah,
maybe a high roller said, "Hey, hey, I need a week," and they're like, "Okay, fine." I'm gonna do the next. I'm gonna do the last bit first, just as a really quick thing, because I don't like to talk about it a whole lot. There's a because we have a online store. There's a deal going on from July 13th to July 17th. They have a deal where if you type in the code SHIPP4U, you'll get free shipping on anything you order there. So go have fun.
Should have a card. Ship it real good.
I don't pick it. I don't pick the code. I don't control the codes.
The old commercial.
Kmart. Yes. Oh my God. I just shipped my pants. I just shipped my pants. You just shipped your pants? I just shipped my pants too.
Oh, that sounds funny.
So that's all I have.
Okay.
Lita.
Okay, so before we go on to stated challenges, I just want to make a mention of something that is coming up next month. So August the 24th, from memory, the show on the 24th of August will be our 3-year anniversary show. What we've decided to do, hence why I'm mentioning it now, because we're doing something a little bit different for the show, is we want to hold a WoW Challenges Q&A. Okay, so if you have got a question that you would like to ask about the challenges, about WoW, to Stone or myself, then you can tweet us, email us, let us know, put it in Discord, whichever, and we will compile the questions and we will give you answers. Azzy, yes, you can change specs.
Wait, okay? is that what a Q&A is?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to have, so if you want to know, you know, if you want to ask Stone something like, well, how long have you been doing challenge tunes? That kind of thing. Let us know. If you want to know Stone's recipe for this famous chicken soup.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
There we go. You know,
there we go.
That kind of thing. So I had to think. I thought it was
how many nickels
noodle.
Can you get in your pockets?
There we go. So it's going to be, it's just a fun show. We didn't want to do anything, you know, crazy, but we thought if we have a little chat to you guys, and if there's anything, you know,
didn't we say something about, you know, if they asked the question that we would like to know, like, let's say if they said, hey, when did you do this? Or how did you discover that? Blah, 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 blah. That we would also want an answer from them too.
That's an important question.
I was getting to that. That was the next thing. So the other thing I was going to say was that if you have a specific question, then also we would love to hear your response to it. So if you said to, you know, if you were asking Stone, hey, Stone, when did you first start trying the challenge tunes, or what's your favorite challenge that you really enjoy to do? And then give your answer up. My response to this would be, so we can also read out. So it's kind of like a little participation as well. We would love to hear what you guys have to say for your response to the question.
I don't know about Lita, but I'm willing to be, I'm willing to field more personal questions.
Depends on the personal questions. Let's just say that. But we'll see. Hence why they'll be vetoed beforehand. So yeah. So if you want to send it to podcast, what is it? podcast@wowchallenges.com for the
or
email.
Twitter.
Otherwise, tweet us or Discord. You can certainly let us know. But just make sure that when you put the question in Discord, just say this is for the anniversary show, and that way we'll keep them separate so we don't put them on the show for like next week's questions. All right. Other than that, we figured if we start mentioning it now, you guys could, you know, have a think of what you'd like to send to us. And
I might wear a tie. I'm just saying.
Like a clip-on tie?
No, I do not own a single clip-on tie. If you cannot tie a tie, I mean, I'm not going to judge you, but maybe I will.
Yeah, I see.
Okay. Because, no, I don't own a bow tie. I don't like bow ties. So I don't like them.
They can put it in the podcast channel in Discord. That's fine, too. Just put for anniversary show. Okay. I'm not getting dressed up in like... I'll have lipstick on. And
sorry, you'll have what on?
Wait, will Stone have lipstick as well?
No.
Stone should wear lipstick.
I don't wear lippy.
Lippy. Lippy.
What about lip gloss? All right.
No.
You could do.
Because then you can be cool and popping.
What?
when really? No, anyway. Okay. Let's do the state of the challenges. Let's keep this moving. All right, I'm gonna get Rem. Can
I don't
please...
hold on? Was that an insult? No. I can't. I don't even know what that was. That was like right over my head, man. My God, I'm getting another beer.
You go get another beer. Rem's gonna read the irons for me. So go for it.
All right. So the top 10 for the irons is Azaloon, Torgra. Artemisia. Oh,
read the number. That's how far they've
gone. Oh, sorry. Asaloon 46, Torgra 50, Artemisia 55, Ironcraft 56, Dragomitri 69, FBI 71, Shinari 73, Nikki 73, Ashes Irony 81, Taliara 92.
Excellent. All right. Well done, Irons. Now, let's have a look at our bloodthirsties for this week. So we have got White Dragon hit 48. Iron Grindum hit 49, but RIP. So that is not good. Yeah. Tree Wisp hit 53. That's a very cool name. I like that one. Five All Right hit 56. And Kitsandra hit 78. So well done, Bloods. All right. Pacifist. Ram, who we got?
So number five is going to be Mons Precher or Mons Precher, 54. Ash PCI, 58. Breeza, 65. Passy Brothery, 80. Rip and Pepperoni, though.
Yep.
How do you die as a pacifist? You just... run into a bunch of mobs.
Aggro mobs, yeah.
They can still die.
Huey Hamster, 106. Dang. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, 80. The loser pacifist at 80. That's, so sorry to hear that. But well done. I have to say, Ash, that's my friend Asheo. He's very thrilled because he wanted to get to Outlands before BFA. Hit, so he's managed to get there, but he's really not happy with the amount of XP he's getting off the herbs, so it's not making that much difference. Oh, all right, let's have a look at the tins for this week. So what did we say it was? Anyway, had to pronounce it, came out as Statsnet. I'm not saying it in whatever language. Russian it is? No, I can't. I can't even.
You are insulting. You're.
I cannot even. You know me and words. It's bad enough just trying to say the right words, and I can't. So it means Statsnet. Hopefully I've got the translation right. Anyway, they hit 42. 42. I don't know. Safe Boy hit 56, 81 hit 69, 5 Shell hit 70, and Feratelli hit 91 in the tin. So well done.
Nice.
All right, let's have a look at the greens. So for our green men, Rem, who have we got?
So number five is going to be, I'm going to butcher it, but Zaya Green, 58, Verdict Glory, 62, Criverdy, 63, Fairy Gree, 77, Rip and Pepperoni, though. Verdant Sand, 81. Congratulations on those.
Yes. Fair, I would say that is green. is would be fair. I'm assuming we lost. Fair will say. Anyway, Fair's doing really well as per usual. Damn. She is amazing. Well done, though, Fair, and commiserations, obviously. Look at Rogue Slayer again. Rogue Slayer is doing awesome with the Verdes.
No, yeah, I didn't think that. Yeah, she says it's not her.
Not you.
There is. I know that there's the Fair that's in the greens that's not her.
Okay, isn't that one?
Yeah,
but still, she would be doing. Well, she's amazing. We know Fair's amazing anyway. So, anyway, okay, teams. Who have we got? Kat. Oh, we've got some
meow,
teams.
Meow, 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 meow. We don't have a lot of teams. Meow, 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 meow. Anybody remember that commercial?
Give me chicken. No. Give me liver.
I have no idea. You do realize, please, guys, that no idea what you're talking about. You two know these
coffee
stuff.
Coffee is my blood.
No, the Meow Mix commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't get those.
We're the center of the universe.
Exactly. You're supposed to be in our orbit. God.
Oh, God. Okay. So Five was sending me some stuff saying that the blood teams are not updating. And it's like, I had a look at it and it's like, it shows that it's updating to me, but apparently it's not updating unless you actually click update. God, I don't know, man. This freaking thing. Sometimes I get a good idea on how it works, and then I don't touch it for a while, and then I'm like, why is it broken? Hey, Kat. So, Iron Teams. Okay, so one thing that actually you should know is that, like I said in the chat, is that all challengers are getting updated once a day. Not once every half hour, like I used to. Mm-hmm. I used to pick a random group every 30 minutes and update them. But I'm running into some problems on the server where it's taking too much RAM and all that stuff, and I need to figure out why. So right now it's only running once a day, but eventually when it will go back to the normal way. So if your character isn't updated when it comes out on the Iron Report, that's probably why. So Iron Teams, we got three. We got Shots and Shields at level 22. Team Puppet lives on at level 52. And Shields and Shots again. What? How's that going on? No. Oh, because the first team was Shots and Shields. This one is Shields and Shots. Died at level 75.
That's why they've got second one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch, guys. Yeah. Oh, so sorry to hear about that. Yeah.
And for blood teams, we've got two. We got Five Taco Combo is dead at level 19. And Combo Taco Five. Dun, dun, dun. Combo Taco Five. No? Is at level 23. So congrats. So sorry and congrats.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag this week, but well done everyone who has still going, and obviously commiserations for those that we've lost. Yeah. Okay.
That tail needs to go a little bit more that way, just to go right in the face. Bam.
Isn't it? Aren't you supposed to do the whole? What is it?
$1 million.
Yeah.
Okay, Lita, I want you to do that right now. Go like this. Okay, hold on.
Screen grab.
Coffee is my blood.
Yes. That's what you would say. Give me 1 million coffee beans.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Chit chat. All right.
Yes, please.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Okay, so this is where you can send in your questions, tips, tricks, all those kinds of things, and we will answer them, read them, have a bit of fun, that kind of stuff. So the first one, we have got Azzy's Pawn, and I'm not going to butcher it this week. Rem's going to look after it for me.
I read this earlier, and I was dying.
Can you read Azzy's this one, Pawn, please?
My wife thought I'd never be able to make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
See, that one's pretty good.
That's cute. That's cute. That is very cute. Excellent. All right. So we have got a question from Kael?
Kael?
Sure. All right. So they ask a nub question. If I'm using a weapon with only a raw DPS value, does that even matter as a caster? Disc Priest in brackets. I don't think it affects my damage at all. No. Honestly, I never really pay attention.
When you're on on a caster, your going on spell spells. Power only is based on your int, right? Mm-hmm. So because our weapons can't scale up with spell power and all that stuff. You could run with a level one staff. It doesn't matter. I believe that they're doing the same thing with melee classes too. So that's another thing to watch out for warriors. Is that they're changing it to match casters so that it's just going to be based on attack power and somewhat of the weapons attack, damage, but not as much as it does now. So. Which is strength.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Strength or dex, right? Wait, dex? No, there's no dex in... It's agi. No. I'm thinking of Dungeons & Dragons. Man.
You're not dexterity, no.
Yeah. It's agi. Okay. Agi. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's an interesting question, so thank you. They've also got another one. Rem, what's the next one?
So also, Wowhead is listing like four different versions of different pieces of vendor gear. Is that an error, or does it scale as of 3.735 based on when you buy it or something?
Yeah, we were talking about that, and it was like really weird that you'd see the same weapon, and it would be different eye levels. I feel like what's happening there is that Wowhead is capturing when people are using their client. And they're selling it to the vendor because really the scaling on the weapon should not scale when you buy it from the vendor. The weapon only scales when you get it as a drop or a quest reward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So we're not sure. We know that on Wowhead you can change the scale so that's like it goes all the way up to level 120 right now. So yeah, you see the same weapons with different properties on the auction house. Yeah, so they've gotten the weapons as quest rewards somewhere, and it scales based on their level.
Unless they're... Well, if they're saying vendor pieces, I'm wondering if they're also perhaps meaning if it's like a white or gray item, which you can loot from mobs... Which again would be the same as the greens that you can, because you're in this zone at this level, it might drop at that, you know, like at your level, say 22, if you're in Loch Modan, but someone else comes in there at level 40, gets the same piece, but because
I think they were specifically referring to items same that you could vendor. Only get from the vendor.
Vendor.
Because no, those items any. You can't get as drops, right? Yeah. And even if it's white. So
there are greens that you can get that you can buy off vendors. You know, sometimes.
Yeah,
you can
but he was looking only at the grays and whites. So
okay.
Yeah, this is a weird thing, and I don't know if it's like a Wowhead thing or not.
Maybe the. Data they're pulling is old ? Or overlapping of some sort? Because
I feel
none of the white gear has the same item name for different eye levels.
You can get it if you get junk that drops off of a mob.
Oh yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. And it can change with power if you were level 15 or level 660, right? So,
okay.
But it shouldn't be that way for gear that you only get from the vendor, which is what they were seeing on the site. So I don't know why the site's showing that. I actually said maybe you should ask the Wowhead Discord Maybe they would have an idea
is
why.
Flagging specific items on their website,
I don't know if you can flag items. I know you can report people, but I don't know about items.
You probably have to put a bug report in to...
I'm sure if they go into the Wowhead Discord and ask and say, hey, I see XYZ sword. Why is it showing up like 4 different times?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure somebody will know. I've pulled back out of a lot of Discords, so I've only got a handful that I'm in right now, and that's not one of them. Consolidating, focused, trying to focus myself.
Focus is good. All right. Okay. But good, interesting question. So we'll have to see. Let us know if you hear anything on that one, if they do get in contact with Wellhead. So, all right. Next one's from Duvid T is, what is the rule on rested XP? I logged in at the AH last night without thinking. Is that a flag?
Rest XP is okay.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's all good.
Hey, Kato.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Rested's part of it, so it's all good. Utilize rested. Rested can be very, very useful.
What's the
bloodthirsties chew through them very, very quickly. But irons, you can that rested can last when you're questing. That rested can push out to being very useful, definitely.
You know, I was just going to ask you if your one-eyed cat, when did you teach your one-eyed cat to walk backwards?
Well, it's not even my cat, it's my roommate's cat, and she's only here because the door is closed and she's being ornery.
Nah, she's good. Meow, meow. She's
beautiful. Yeah.
Like she can hear us.
Okay.
Meow, meow.
Yeah. All right. Last one. So, Rem, can you do this one, please?
Yeah, it's from Dave the Hunter. I'm great at multitasking. I can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Or is that a question or a statement?
I don't
or...
know.
That's like a pun. That's like a little joke.
Oh, sometimes he gets them really good. Other times,
okay.
I don't know, like,
that's considered multitasking. I'm an amazing multitasker. Then, damn.
Hello, see, there you go. Ram gets it. Stone's like, don't know. Yeah, yeah. I got it.
I get it. I think he's done better.
There are better ones. Yeah. All right. Anything from the chat room? What have we got?
Well, we were grabbing the chat room stuff already before. All throughout the show, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've got most of the stuff. So.
Taco right, says that the kitty is stealing the show. So thanks. What is your cat's name? Or sorry, what's your roommate's cat's name?
So.
Here we go.
They're not really creative.
Cat.
The cat's name is Kitty Girl. Literally just Kitty Girl.
Kitty Girl.
Wow.
Nice. Well, she does seem to really love you anyway.
Yeah, she's always in here. Yeah. Even the door's open.
Yeah. Nice. She's like, what can I get into?
Yep.
All right. Can we change specs after 8.0 release?
You know,
release?
Honestly, that's an Azzy thing.
You assume
so? Come on, man. Come on, Stir. Bum shot. Yeah, the one-eyed cat is walking backwards. Yeah, come on. All right, I'm going to carry on here. Okay, so... thank you to everyone that supports us, supports the server, helps pay for the server bills. So thank you to Boson, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frozzy Sparksman, Grand Nagus, Eli, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, an anonymous koala, Never Died, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Zaya and Zortz, thank you all very much. I usually update these once a month, so unless it's like a recurring payment thingy deal. The Twitch stuff I don't check every week, that's for sure. I only check it once a month. So thank you for mods for dealing with Stir being so rowdy. Actually, Stir is one of our mods, so thanks for keeping...
I mean, I can make your mods work during the show if you want.
I mean, I guess. You might give them conniptions, though. You might... I feel like our mods have it pretty easy, because generally, everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
I can imagine some other places where I would not want to be a mod there at all, ever. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be paid to do this, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, Zortz, and Zaya, and Fair on the forums. And now I'm going to do the Twitch chat viewers, because this drives Lita crazy.
Go for it.
Oh, I heard your thing.
Yeah. I'm trying really hard not to cough.
So mute yourself and then let her rip.
Coughing is good. Gets all the nasty stuff
there
out.
There we go. Yeah. Get it out. Okay. So while you're doing that, if you want to watch a live recording of this, you can, and we'll read your name off in chat, unless it's like something like really bad or something like that. Thank you for... I'm going to read the mods too, because that's just how I roll. Thank you to Boz, Lita, Nisi, Stir, me, Chicken Flakes. Wow, that's a new name, and that's a cool name, Chicken Flakes. Commander Root, Captain Doby. I would eat Chicken Flakes too. Dan Doesn't Stream. That is an amazing name. Decaf Smurf. Robot number one, robot number two, Fair, Taco, LB, Eli, Azzy, Janger, God, I did that before too, Jangler 8, Periton, Rem, you're in the chat too, what's going on? Shinari X, they actually won our leveling contest, the last one that we just did, Tiber, aka Tiber, VNK, Virgo Praz, Five Iron, and Zeptimus. Thank you for watching and being part of this, and listening to Lita cough all stream long.
Wow.
So, I just throw it out there. I throw her beneath the bus all the time. All the time. I have to do it because... Yeah, because she gives it to me all the time, too. Yep.
When
we're not on the stream. When we're not on the stream. Because she's smart. Absolutely. Right.
See, it's reverse for Belle and I.
Oh, man. So we're going to wrap it up, which I mean, I guess you should. Next show is Saturday, July 21st, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, July 22nd, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We'll be joined by LB, and we'll finally get him on. I'm going to leave the story for next week. Okay. Although now he won't come on, because he'll be like, oh no, I'm not coming on now. Rem, thanks for coming on, man. I'm glad to have you on.
And like I said, thank you for having me. It's nice to actually be on show with you guys, because I've known Stone for a long while, and
you know,
indeed, I'm still learning about you. So, but I'm excited.
No, it's great. Thank you for doing this.
Dude. Yeah, and I'm glad you're on, because you know I'm gonna share a little thing before we go, because that's what I do. I just prolong the show. So at Calm Before the Storm last year, he's sitting front row, giving me big encouraging smiles and like thumbs up, and he made me feel so at ease. Cause I was like, I was a nervous wreck, man. I was stressed out, but Remedies just
Nice.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that was really, it was a really good panel. It was really, really fun. I almost wish I was actually active at that point too. Like really engage, mm-hmm. not like at the panel, but like as part of the audience. But you know, I was definitely rooting for Stone. He did really well in the panel, so yeah, it's all good.
Excellent. Well, yeah. There we go. Well, thank you for giving, you know, for prepping him up and giving him encouragement. We knew you could do it, Stone, but it is obviously nerve-wracking, you know.
Well, it's completely different being on here compared to like a room full of people sitting in chairs. That's
yeah. It's still, I mean, it's different nerves, but it's not.
I kept
not
focusing
same, yeah.
on Rem's eyes. just you know,
looking into Rem's
and I was
eyes.
Like, I was thinking, man, I got to buy that guy a drink.
So many things.
Anyway, awkward.
Rem, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Well, you can find me on twitter.com/remediespwncast, and there's the cat again, sorry. Pretty much all my social media is remediespwncast. Just to make it easier. If you want to add me on Snapchat, remedieszen is my Snapchat. You know, in terms of where to reach me, I'm not really active in terms of posting stuff 24/7, but if you message me or tweet at me, I'll reply and we'll shoot the shit. It's all good.
Excellent. Cool. All right. And Stone will have that information on the website with the episode. So
thanks, Lita.
Thank you.
But as a side note, FetchCon was funded.
Yes.
So
yes!
Wednesday, the week of BlizzCon, we are doing Hollow's End FetchCon. It's going to be amazing. Belle and I are going to be R&Ding different costumes and decorations and the whole nine. So it's going
to
be a good time.
I'm trying to work out what I'm going to wear, Rem. It's most important. I'm going to transfer it from Australia to the States.
Hold on.
You can mail it in a box to Belle or I.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
We'll see. Yeah. Expense. It's very expensive.
You may not be able. What? But it a very expensive tail? Right? Hold on. Whoa. Hold on. Did you say it was a very expensive tail?
No.
Okay.
I said it's very expensive to mail.
Okay, because I was like, whoa, I just learned something new. No, I had no idea. Rem, actually, I do have a question for you. I heard that the first round of drink tickets went. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. So,
and there's another round?
Yeah, it was the first round we had, and there's going to be a second round for the Hollows Bash Brew,
yes.
Hollows Brew ticket. And so, what that does, gives you X amount of free drinks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was first come, first serve. And apparently, I don't know the full analytics, but Belle and I were talking the other day, and there was about 350 more people that weren't able to get it because everyone already filled it out.
Wow.
So
yep,
it's really hyped up at the moment. So like I said, it's gonna be a good time.
Cool. As long as I get coffee, all I said to Belle.
Do you know when next round is supposed to be? He's looking for it. He's looking. I don't have to worry about that because I have my backer reward to give me the ticket already. And that's why I'm trying to drink more to build up that tolerance.
Exactly.
Because I don't want Carrie and you to have to lug me back home. That would
be
a sore.
So the second Hollows Brews Pass is going to be July 22nd, and it's going to be 3 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. Awesome. So next week.
Okay.
This weekend. Okay,
cool.
Very, very exciting times. Can't wait, actually, because it'll be, one, I'll get to see you guys. Two, it'll be my first ever Halloween in the States. Very excited.
We can actually take you out going trick-or-treating stuff. Anaheim is really popular for that, like family value stuff.
We will see. As long as I've got coffee, Rem, that's all I'm happy for. So,
there's a Starbucks and coffee bean in every corner. You're good.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay, so where you can find us, don't forget you can check out the website is wowchallenges.com, and you can find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels all on the website there. You can send your emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com. And don't forget the Wow Challenges Q&A if you want to send in questions and your answers to the questions. Don't forget to do that for in the next couple of weeks for our anniversary show. Okay, Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGR. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. What?
It just sounds like you're like just coughing earlier because no. Your voice.
Yep. Sometimes my voice does that. I just run out of breath. So you can find me on Twitter at STONE, Lord, Thundering Jesus, by STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which...
I'm never going to look at your name the same way on Twitter ever again.
No. Yeah. Like I'm grasping your stones. Ever again. I'm grasping them. I'm not cupping them.
You're not being gentle. Okay.
And the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we're now past a month due for an episode. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, we are. We're so, also being sick, so yeah. Don't forget. We will organize something. Yes. I know. I know. Hang on, before I give my information. Geez. I forgot to tell you something.
Yeah.
Can I just say 2,359. What did that take until I got what stone? And you got it in 20.
Pond nettle?
All that squid thing?
Yep.
Oh, the squid,
yep.
Jellyfish.
Yep.
Yeah, I meant to say that to you earlier.
It took me
2,359 casts to get that damn mount.
So Swing Cat got it in 3,900, and I got it in 20.
You're like that person where like you playing since Wrath, and you finally just got invincible, and like, oh, what is that mount? And they go and do it, and then they get on the first try. Like, that's just rude.
Well, the night that we went to do it, I was killing, because I've been doing the intact demonize as well with Wingy, and Blistermaw popped up. So I turn around and go, oh, Blistermaw's up, because every time Blistermaw's up, I'll go kill him. The mount's not dropped. Wingy's like, who's Blistermaw? I'm like, come, kill, mount, let's do it, blah, 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 blah. He kills him. He's like, oh, I've never killed this dude. And I've gone, oh, nothing for me. And like, sure enough, up it pops, wing clip receives mount. And I've just gone, you're kidding me. He's like, this is the mount you were after? I'm like.
That happened to me with Time
I'm
Lock.
Like, rats. I'm like, I so hate you right now.
That happened with me at Time Loss. I farmed that thing for a month straight during Wrath. And it was like during Kata, and I had one of my friends playing WoW, and I was telling about this mount that I was farming. And so like, oh, he looked it up and he went to go farm it and he got it like in a week.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get that damn thing. Wow.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, you mean
that thing I fly around on all the time? Yeah.
Oh, shut up. I'm not talking to you anymore. Done. Between you and Wingy, I tell
honestly, you. Honestly, I was planning to fish for that thing for a while. So having it pop up at 20.
Well, that's fantastic. My ICD. I was like, I did not play. Hence why I only played 3 challenge turns this week, was because I was like, focus, just.
But fish, you got it.
Surely.
But you got it.
Yeah, I did.
Right,
now.
So you
otherwise,
got it.
I would have had no challenge done.
So
at
don't
all
complain.
Week.
So you
don't even
you actually
start.
Got it.
Don't even start. 2,359 will stick in my brain forever. I tell you. Anyway, so where you can find me, and you can see the pretty screenshot of the really cute mount. It is really, really cute, I must admit. I love it. It's so, so cute. Check Twitter. It's at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, as well as check out my other show, which is Behind the Avatar. And again, there will be an episode at some stage, but I've been sick, and it will happen soon, I'm sure. Anyway, as always, big thank you to Mark Conan and Epic. I'm starting to get delirious. I think I need more tablets. Big thank you to these two wonderful guys, which is Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because they did our intro and outros, and we really appreciate their help. So you can follow Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and check out Torrent Think Tank, where he is a co-host with Jules. And Epic Insanity is Epic_Insanity on Twitter, as well as check out Frozen Nerds and Epic Question Podcast. Other than that, thank you for hanging out, chat room. We do really appreciate it. Ram, thank you for coming and chatting with us. We've loved having you. Good luck with your tune when you start again. And let us know. Tweet at us, and I want to keep an eye on
you. Especially with the new communities that will be, because the communities and the guild thing will be up on Tuesday as well. So
yes,
if you guys plan on doing something like that, I can yell at you guys whenever you do the challenge.
And I sort of forgot to put that in the news. Here's a piece of news. On Tuesday, we will be creating a Warcraft community, right? For the challenges, right? So it's not the same as the one that's in the social media bar right now, right? Like it's not the like in the launcher, because that's just a group, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's
different. It's actually in game.
It's got communities, and then in that same window, it's for the guilds. It'll be nice. Oh. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we will be making one on Tuesday when things are up.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Yes. That sounds good.
I guess we should do one for EU as well, because I don't think it does cross region.
But they're EU.
What?
But they're EU.
No, they're not. Jeez.
I just got that. Thanks, Rem.
I was like, what?
Sick man is sick. Yeah, I know. I was like,
what?
Okay.
I get it. Yeah.
Brain's a bit slow. Anyway, everyone have a really great week, and good luck with your challenge tunes. And don't forget, strip your gear off your tunes. Let's hope that we don't have any.
Get naked on Monday.
Leta wants you to strip. Take it all off, baby.
Get naked on Monday. That's the one. All right. Have a good one, everyone. See you later.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.